One of the readings for this past weekend was for the fourth chapter of Philippians, which, by the way, is also one of those Bible verses that sponsors this broadcast, in a sense. And it's all about our understanding that as Catholics, we have this powerful relationship with Christ. You know, I always tell my parishioners, I'm sure you've heard it on the homily here, that this whole concept that our Catholic faith is simply trying to be good enough to get to heaven is completely wrong. Even D. James Kennedy, who did not particularly care for the Catholic Church, and the reason was, he says, he didn't believe in this system that was Catholicism. Well, it's not a system. It's all about having a relationship with Christ. But I understand where he was coming from. He realized that Christianity is a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not a relationship with a system. So our prayer life is a central part of being Catholics. And if we're not living a prayer life, then we're not doing what we're called to do. Here is my homily from this past weekend. The second reading today is from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Paul is in prison somewhere, and scholars do not know where. And he writes this letter to Philippi. The New American Revised Edition explains the following about Philippi. It was named for and by Philip, the father of Alexander the Great, obviously centuries previous. It is also famous as the place where Brutus and Cassius were killed. They were the slayers of Julius Caesar. And it was also the first Christian community in Europe. This passage we see here is a small one, and it is commonly quoted as a way to turn from anxiety, but a close study of it reveals it is packed with information. So let's look at it. What Paul is teaching is that if we focus on Christ, we will be strong to work through any anxiety. The reason is that if we realize that our greatest desire is what Christ wants for us, then we will understand even the worst that can happen, if it leads us closer to Christ, is a great thing. This reflects a great attitude that is part of what it means to be Christian, and it is often misunderstood. Just ask the fine folks of the Associated Press. This week, the news service criticized Judge Amy Coney Barrett because she belongs to a Catholic community that promotes a personal relationship with Christ. Developing a personal relationship with Christ is actually a central element of Catholicism. Many, because it was not emphasized prior, thought it was evangelical or even Protestant or a Pentecostal thing, but it's not. It's a central element of what it means to be Catholic. And we can see this in today's second reading. What is St. Paul actually saying here? It is simple. The more we draw closer to Christ and seek His will in our lives, the more we draw closer to the source of whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, he says, think about these things. The lesson here is no matter what happens, God's providence is alive in your life. Trust in that, and know that as the saying goes, all things work for the good of those who love God. So, to put it another way, think of what may be going on in your life that you find extremely painful and difficult. Now, the Catechism of the Catholic Church said that every need in our lives can be an object of petition. So bring all issues, good and bad, to prayer. Be thankful for the good things and petition for God's assistance in the bad. What if Christ were to say to you, my child, you are going through this difficult time, to prune you from all those things that will draw you away from me and draw you to those things that will leave you abandoned and with nothing? Well, what would you say to him? I had the opportunity this week to interview Father David Duffy, who is the executive producer of a movie coming out this week about the life of Father Patrick Peyton, known as the Rosary Priest. I highly, highly, highly recommend this movie. It opens up on October 9th.
In this story, you will learn that nearing his ordination to the priesthood, he encountered tuberculosis, and it was crippling and basically almost killed him, and of course, almost torpedoes his vocation. However, this disastrous year was what changed him and made him the rosary priest. It was the miraculous healing of this disease that led him to find his true vocation of leading people to know the power of the rosary. This is a tangible example of St. Paul's words. Ultimately, St. Paul is saying, God is with you in this, and know that what you may lose is nothing compared to what you will gain. God is guiding you through this whole process. You will understand that you may go through a pruning, and that pruning will lead you closer to everything that the human heart actually desires. This will apply to even our experience with COVID-19 and the COVID-19 era. Every painful process is drawing you closer to Christ, and it will lead you to the greatest of all joys, but you must go through it. Now, some may be saying, yes, Father, but those words are not putting an end to my pain. True, but do not think I have not had other forms of pain that I have suffered, crippling at times, and that is true. Do not think I have not taken those pains to prayer, and do not think that I am like Pollyanna, just saying, oh, how wonderful it is that I go through this horrible experience. Think rather more accurately that I have spoken to the Lord in my prayer, saying in the most intense and strong terms, all to learn that the principles I just spoke of you to you are true. So yes, these words are coming from both my research, but also my experience. Now stand back a minute and look at the election. Why is our country in such a contentious time? Simply because it is all about people seeking to do whatever it takes to mold the country the way they want it. They have their desires they want fulfilled, and they want to ensure that they are satisfied. It could be good retirement, good life. It could be access to worldly pleasures. It could be prosperity. It could be peace. It could be health care for all. All of them are not, for the most part, bad things. But look at the division, the anger, the violence that are happening, that are the fruit of those pursuits. Where does that come from? Legitimate desires, perhaps, but worldly based. What is Christ calling you to experience? Something far greater than anyone can find through any earthly process, including the political. Therefore, if you stand back and watch the battle, you will see they are fighting for things that are nothing compared to what promises you. It is for this reason that St. Paul says, trust in Christ and trust what you experience is leading you to him. As Jesus expressed, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be given you besides. So to fulfill what St. Paul is teaching, bring everything to prayer, especially your greatest worries, and allow Christ to lead you through them closer to him.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're worried about tomorrow. You can't sleep at all. What do you do now? Well, have you tried Philippians chapter 4?
Dismiss all anxiety from your minds.
Yes, that admonition can do a lot to calm us down. Paul commands us to trust in the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice.
So the next time you're worried about tomorrow, find yourself a Bible and look up Philippians chapter 4 and trust tomorrow to the Lord. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and you heard before the break my homily from the 4 o'clock Mass on Saturday afternoon at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I hope you enjoyed that and you got something out of it. But you could hear one of the most important things was that we have a relationship with Christ who calls us to be transformed, to be changed. And as we hear from the Romans ad, which you didn't hear today, you heard the Philippians ad, you know that Christ calls us to have a renewal of our mind. Well, how do we do that? By being in relationship with Christ, by being in contact with Christ and allowing him to transform us, but also allows us to grow in our ability to understand the world as he's calling us to understand it and understand our lives and our mission. And of course, you heard at the end of the homily me calling people to step back and look at what's going on in our country from that perspective of stepping back, being rooted in the Lord, and seeing that big struggle between those who want the world one way and those who want the world another way. And there's that big struggle. And our prayer maybe can be, Lord, how do we respond to this struggle? Now, I'm not necessarily talking about praying to the Lord how you should vote. That's something actually definitely in prayer in a community, in prayer, even online, discussing with people. That's definitely something you definitely want to do. How do you, as a Catholic and a committed Catholic, choose to, and obviously those who aren't Catholic who are listening, choose who you're going to vote for as a candidate if you haven't already chosen your vote? And in fact, when you look at that, you know, that's what you're called to do. If you're expecting me to tell you who to vote for, I will not do it because, first of all, the Cardinal has told us not to do that. And secondly, that's really something that the lay community needs to do. And, you know, there is an article in The Economist magazine talking about the issue of priests telling people who to vote for. And it's an interesting article that you're welcome to check out, obviously, at The Economist magazine. But in any case, keeping that in mind, it's important for us to be people of prayer so we can look at the world and live in the world as God calls us to do so. Have a blessed day. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.